The bubble. Every night, the coal-fired city glistens. It hums and fumes. Market shelves bristle. Whiplash cracks of stilettos echo along arcades. Takeaway espressos are texting Bali at the ATM feed lot. Everyone queues. Queuing for peak hour. Queuing for home. In the happy hour, waiting to be happy, herds of bachelors prowl under mirables with schooner-shaped hands pulsing. Slow-motion cars crash on a multi-screen comedy show. Million-dollar footballs are kicked around arenas. Drunken heads are kicked into concrete. Drunk women are pulled into fast cars. They're only taking pot shots out in the western sprawl, the odd stray bullet of gangland tit-for-tat scaring the pigeons wee. Deadlock against the headlines. Crisis, shambles, scandal, chaos, surfing channels. Nature is a TV doco. Climate change is a prank phone call. Boats keep coming, gatecrashing the party, shocking the shock jocks of 24/7 puppetry. We read each other like barcodes, like molten icebergs, like sprinklers sprucing desert parklands. We are a fire sale on fire. Electric billboards howl, "You want it now!" While a roll call of extinction reads tigers, koalas, polar bears, frogs, bees. We are failing at chemistry, at biology, at physics, at history. We are at war with religion. We are winning at Scrabble, at Facebook, at the techno-babble of apps and acronyms. Up through the thin and fractured membrane of our bubble, the looking glass searching space for a drop of water, a skerrick of life, nothing. Nowhere to conquer, to mine, to drain, to suck the gas, just this solitary sphere, a breath of life, this tiny, troubled, tired, and wasting bubble. Poetry Bay. Lord Byron never surfed Byron Bay, never drank lattes at the Byronian Cafe. He never had sex at Byron on Byron with a lad named Byron or his half-sister Augusta, or Lady Caroline, or Countess Teresa, or the baker's wife, or that lovely Greek lad, Lucas. Lord Byron never got to do burnouts on Tennyson Street, never spun donuts on Milton, never knocked over the wheelie bins down Burns or Browning Streets. Lord Byron never surfed Byron Bay. His mate Shelley never swam the Byron Bay Classic, nor drowned at the pass, and Mary Shelley didn't write Frankenstein at the Piggery. Byron never dragged his club foot through the sands of Byron, nor had his gorgeous auburn hair beaded or dreadlocked at the Byron Bay markets. He never walked the Cape in a rain-soaked cape, never wrote poems by the flash of the lighthouse. He never featured at Writers at the Rails. He never got pissed and caused a scene at the Byron Bay Writers Festival. He never glided down to Cozy Corner on his nylon wings, never smoked opium in the dunes or popped eckies on Johnson Street. He never got busted on the Byron Nimbin shuttle bus. He never played the Blues Festival or Splendor in the Grass or Mardi Gras. We did all that for him. Lord Byron never surfed Byron Bay. He never saw the moon rise over Julian Rocks, nor the sun slide down Mount Warning. Instead, he got a nasty cold on a Greek isle, and a fever, and without all the alternative healers of the bay, the foolish doctors bled him slowly away. He'd have loved the bay. He would have been Lord Byron of Byron Bay. We plunder his name every day for sex and drugs and burgers and baubles and festivals and poetry. The ghosts of Byron always surf the bay.